I have to take my Red Cross exam tonight.
Well, I hope you pass, Daddy.
Thanks. So long.
Goodbye. Oh, poor Daddy. He'll do anything to get out of the house.
Well, I guess Snooks is asleep now. She's been quiet for 3 minutes. Where's my hat?
Here it is, Daddy.
Snooks! Didn't you promise me you wouldn't leave your bed tonight?
Uh-huh.
And didn't I promise to spank you if you did?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Well, I didn't keep my promise, so you needn't keep yours.
All right. I won't spank you if you go back to bed right now.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Must we go through this again tonight?
Yeah, every night.
Well, I'm tired of it. I put you to bed and you hop out again. In again, out again.
I'm like a rubber ball, ain't I?
Yes.
You want to see me bounce on
your head? No. I don't want to see you bounce on your head.
I wasn't going to.
I don't care. Now, don't make me yell at you. I have to be very calm this evening.
Why?
I'm going to take my Red Cross examination. I'm studying first aid.
Can you drink it?
Now, why should you drink first aid?
Ain't it like lemonade?
Now, then, I lemonade.
First aid is the immediate temporary treatment given in case of accident before the doctor arrives. And now I have to go.
Where's the accident, Dad?
There isn't any accident.
Then where are you going?
To take my examination. Will you please go to bed, Snooks?
No.
Oh, why not?
I want to see the accident.
Snooks? I'll stop that. I told you there wasn't any accident. I'm just learning what to do in case there's an accident.
Well, let's cover up Pierre with a baseball bat.
You savage little heathen. Conk ropes Pierre with a baseball bat.
Yeah, conk him.
Don't you ever express such wicked thoughts again as long as you live. Conk ropes Pierre.
Shall we conk Mummy?
We won't conk any...
Shall we?
Now you're going from the ridiculous to the sublime. I won't be an accessory to any of your conking parties. But what you do after I leave is your own business. Good night.
My Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Well?
Where are you going?
To a meeting of the Red Cross. Now, please, Snooks, I don't want to be late for this thing.
What do you have to do, Daddy?
Oh, it's almost like being a doctor.
Is that why you're carrying that black bag?
Yes, of course.
Show me the baby. Yeah, in the bag.
There isn't any baby in the bag, silly.
Well, every time the doctor goes to hand selfie with a black bag, it brings
Nonsense. This bag contains bandages, splints, and tape, and stuff like that. It's just a little emergency kit.
Well, I want to see him.
See who?
The little kid.
Kids, not kids. Here, look in the bag. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, what's this wood for, Daddy?
Those are splints. We use those whenever there's a broken bone. Do you have any idea how many bones there are inside of you?
You mean from those sardines I ate?
No. Your own bones. Take your spine, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That bony thing that runs down your back.
Is it running, Daddy?
No, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's your spinal column.
Mm-hmm.
Your head sits on one end.
And I sit on the other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in your spine, there are a great many bones called vertebrae.
How many?
Ah, see? If I hadn't studied first aid, I'd never know the answer to that.
Well, how many is there?
Well, there's 7 cervical, 12 thoracic, 6... Yeah. 8 lumbar, I think. And, sacral. Well, just take the leg.
What about the spine?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. If you break that, you're finished anyhow.
Good thing you know the answers, ain't it, Daddy?
Better have another look at that textbook.
Yeah, I think so.
Here, Snooks, take the book and ask me some of the questions.
All right. Shall I... Where
just
shall
start,
I start
on the bones of the head. See it there, the cranium?
No. All I see is a man with his outside off and his inside sticking out.
That's a skeleton. You have one of those inside of you.
Huh?
Sure. So have I. So has Mummy and Robespierre. We all have those things inside of us.
Hmm. We're a wonderful family, ain't we, Daddy?
Wonderful. Yeah. Come on, hurry up. Call out a few questions on the bones of the head. You've got it right there. Let's start with the maxilla.
What?
Maxilla.
Maxilla House Coffee Time?
No, Maxilla. Jawbone. Don't you remember the story about Samson?
Samson who?
Samson. The strong man. The one who slew 1,000 Philistines.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did he slay them?
I don't know.
You do, too. With... Oh, what am I pointing to?
Oh, I know. The jawbone of an ass.
Right. Well, let's skip the bones for a while. Ask me something else.
Here's a good one, Daddy. If a man is suffering from a hemstitcher...
Hemorrhage.
Yes. How do you cut off his blood supply?
Blood supply? You can't even read. That's blood supply.
Well, how do you cut it off?
With a tourniquet. Now, hurry up. I don't want to be late for this exam.
If a woman that is very sunburned, what do you do?
A woman, huh?
Yeah, a woman.
Sunburned back.
Sunburned back.
Can't think. What do you do if a woman burns her back?
It says turn over.
They mean turn the page.
Oh, just a second, Daddy. Here it is. Roll her over the bell and pull her tongue out and tie it.
Oh, you've skipped 2 pages. That's the chapter on drowning. And it says never to roll a person on a barrel.
Well, then you ask me the question.
No, I've got to leave. Give me my bag.
No, I'll take me with you, Daddy.
Well, what do you want to go for?
I like accidents.
I'm leaving. They're waiting for me to pass my bandaging test. The man's going to act as a patient.
Turn on me, please.
I haven't got... Oh. All right, Snooks. Hop into bed.
All right.
There. Now, put your hands together and lie flat. Now, watch how fast I bandage you.
Yeah.
Now, give me a feet.
Together?
Yes. There. Now, this is called a cravat bandage. Tell me if it's too tight.
I like it.
Now, one big bandage right around your body.
What are you tying it around the bed for, Daddy?
Now, some tape across your mouth. Can you move, Snooks? Fine. Good night.